T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Amazon. They've been a sponsor, I guess, for a really long time. I remember the early days of Alice. Amazon was a sponsor, mm-hmm. Back when they were just the world's largest warehouse of books. They are saying, because today I guess everything's going to change at Whole Foods, Amazon and Whole Foods will match cash donations made on Amazon.com up to $1 million to the Red Cross Hurricane Harvey Relief. And there are a lot of other organizations. Some people are not down with the Red Cross, I guess, but the Salvation Army, there's something called Convoy of Hope, Operation Blessing, Team Rubicon. In whatever, maybe you want to give to animal shelters in the area, because there's always pets that are displaced after this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Find your way to it. RadioAlice.com will have sources.
Brad is working on a list right now. Right. And food banks and all that kind of stuff. So we should get one soon.
But super easy to do is to text the word Harvey to 90999. That makes a $10 donation to the Red Cross, to the American Red Cross. So Harvey, H-A-R-V-E-Y, to 90999, and that'll give you a $10. That'll make you a $10 donation. Amazon has a job that fits your life. Seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area, visit amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs. Equal opportunity employer. So it's time for the Celebrity Trash, brought to you by MyPillow.com. Be sure to click the radio listener special tab to get 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere travel pillows. Use promo code ALICE. That's MyPillow.com. So, Game of Thrones, spoiler alert.
Here we go.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
Here we go.
Let's remember to keep saying that in case people just join us. I don't want to bum anybody's trip. Man, it was a great finale episode.
Please, if they know anything about this show.
If they hear anything about
finale,
Game of Thrones,
people.
They have to go away.
Yeah.
So.
But come right back.
Is everyone on the show all caught up on it? Everybody watch
yeah.
it?
Yeah, I watched it last night after we had a little dinner party with friends, and then everybody else.
Wait, you had
another party?
You had a party on Saturday, on Sunday?
Unbelievable.
What?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, actually, we had quite a bit of
neighbor action. They're getting their final fill of you before you move down the street.
Yeah, you're going to have new friends.
We have really great neighbors, you guys.
Why are you moving away from them?
We need more room.
They don't like them. Oh,
no,
they don't like more room.
Sorry, Kane performance.
Well, them and more. We had dinner with the McCutcheons, and we also hung out with the Fryfa. They're not selling anything to you. They're not a company.
Imagine the great backyard parties you're going to have now under your new
pergola.
Anyway,
that backyard's got a beautiful
pergola. We're not trying to talk about that right now. So
did the people stay for the Game of Thrones?
No, that's why I cleared everybody out.
Did you make for them to eat?
You guys are screwing me completely up. So we had people over Saturday night. Sunday night, we went over to their house, and there was a point when I went, all right, I got to go.
Got to go.
I went back and I said, all right, where are you guys going to be so I know where I can watch? Mm. She said, watch downstairs. We'll go up. So I watched the whole thing start to finish. Actually, someone wrote in and said, where are you guys seeing these extras from Game of Thrones?
Because HBO Go.
They
are, I believe they play one little thing after the, because you've said you've seen
I've seen it before. I didn't see it last night because I had to turn it to another show that I had to see.
Ray Donovan.
So, no, I actually skipped Ray Donovan until today. No, I'm embarrassed to say what show I was
watching. Is it?
It's the Shaws of Sunset.
What is
Even I'm embarrassed, okay?
Boo, man.
Are you going to keep watching it?
We run LA. Heck yeah. I am going to keep watching it. God. I'll watch Ray today.
That's funny.
It's not.
You gotta love that, Hooman. It's your people.
LA.
So I watched Game of Thrones in entirety. I didn't see any of those extras, but I did basically finish right as Big Brother was starting.
Yes.
So I watched that.
Good night of TV last night. Solid night.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a subscriber of HBO, you can download the app, put in your account info, and there's a million extras on there. Sometimes they're really long pieces, and it's great. You just watch the cast all interacting and interviews, and it's fantastic.
And for the record, this morning I went to online and watched the Katy Perry Open of the MTV Music Awards.
Yeah, MTV
Video Awards.
Video Music Awards.
I know.
And I watched the Taylor Swift video, which apparently they debuted out there. The Taylor Swift video is excellent.
Yeah. Oh, you think so?
I like it.
Mm. Well, were you with me still when I watched, or had you already taken off?
I think I'd already left, yeah. I wanted to watch it before Game of Thrones.
I watched it on the actual VMAs, and it was totally out of sync, like I guess maybe it was just my TV was screwing up or something. I have no idea, but it was bumming me out because it just looks stupid.
Lyrically,
I just watched it for like 30 seconds this morning.
No, it's really good. Lyrically, it seems a little petty for me. I mean, I feel like she should be above that, but the video's excellent and the song's really good.
Yeah. Kim and Kanye's camp was basically, she's in a fight with herself. We could care less. We're not even looking
she's
that direction.
Booing herself.
She's booing herself. She is booing herself.
It looks so expensive.
It does.
Wow. Like, how long did it take to make that video?
It's very shiny. It's got all her characters
very
that she's
creative.
Played in past videos.
They're right, though. I hate to say Kanye and Kim are right, but that's it. I wish she would just be above it. And
write
instead,
some good pop songs.
It's like, she's mad about her reaction to the crap that's been done to her. Dude, don't overreact all the time. How about that? Like, Jesus.
At the very end of the video, it's all these various versions of her all standing in a row, kind of giving each other crap.
It's really cute, actually, isn't it?
It is. It's very cute. Well, that's when you sort of really get the joke that she's, like, tongue-in-cheek about it, because at first I'm watching it, I'm like, oh, man. Like, did she just change her whole thing just to continue this feud? But she's much deeper than we give her credit for.
Check it out, though. It's good. When you watch it, all right.
So the season 7 finale of Game of Thrones, it was the longest one. It still felt too short. Just a couple thoughts. Some very satisfying things happened in it. One thing that Hooman had been predicting for a while now, but I just didn't see it coming, and I figured that this guy would have a larger part to play. Spoiler alert for Game of Thrones last night. Spoiler alert. The scene where Littlefinger gets it. That was epic.
Deserved?
Oh,
it was satisfying.
Oh, my God. Super.
Did you know that twist was coming?
I did not.
Me neither.
But Hooman did know. Hooman's been saying it for weeks. He's like, how's that guy going to die? I was like, I don't think he is going to die. I think he's going to keep on manipulating.
They thought he was going to escape somehow.
But the beauty of this is she cut, spoiler alert, Arya just, no hesitation, just cuts his throat. And she's going to, I'll bet you he's in season 8 because she's going to use his persona to get to Cersei.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Cersei's on her kill list. Be pretty.
And Cersei's still cool with that dude.
Don't know. Cersei doesn't seem very cool with anyone. Yeah. That was another thing where she calls him the stupidest Lannister, her brother that she's been banging her whole life. And then she's like threatening to kill him.
But she can't.
But right. And so he calls her bluff. And now, so did he leave to join the other side?
Yep.
But with no army? So he just left.
Well, how's he going to get?
Oh, no. You'd think he'd just go, you know, before she notices, he'd be like, hey, everyone, we're leaving now. You know, come on, let's go.
No, I mean, I know that we're probably over talking Game of Thrones. It is just a dumb TV show. But my assumption is that he wants to be able to live with himself. And he has to go keep his word, regardless of what she's doing.
That lying bitch.
He can pull up and go, I came. Let's do this.
I'm here.
You know,
got
whatever,
my one hand,
whatever
I'll
comes
throw it in.
Of this, at least I know that I did what I said I was going to do.
Right. That he believed it and that he was. Well, and he loves his brother so much. There's such tension between the two of them. I mean, it's obviously so much history, but you just know he loves his brother so much. Little Tyrion.
And they both want to do the right thing.
They want to do the right thing. She's got all the poison in that family, man.
Someone wrote in and said, how bad do you feel about that? Is his name Tyrion?
The
Peter Dinklage?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How bad do you feel about him standing outside? As...
What was up with that? I couldn't even tell.
Well, he loves her. He loves her.
And does he love her or is he super worried? Because Jorah loves her too. Like, they all love her.
Well,
like,
yeah.
When they're standing around, her. When they're standing around the table and Jorah's like, yeah, you should fly in on your dragon. And Jon Snow's like, you should probably come with me. And she picks, I'm going to go with you. Like, that was Jorah just, Yeah, I didn't know if it was a jealousy thing or if it was he's super worried
that this
about
is going to muddy the waters.
Right, mm-hmm, like, where's mm-hmm. this going to go?
Yeah.
Well, so he could worry from his room.
But they kept flashing to him. Like, what was he in the hallway?
He's in the hallway watching her doorway.
No, he's
in love. Oh. You don't do that when it.
Yeah.
Right? That's a lovesick dude. That's not someone who's just worried. You worry in your room. I hope bad things don't happen. Now I'm going to go to bed.
I don't know. I haven't really gotten that. I mean, he was even the one who suggested that Jon Snow was in love with her and then saw her. She's like, oh, what? I can't. But he's so small. Oops, sorry. Sorry, smallest person here.
Spoiler alert should probably be repeated for the
spoiler,
millionth time.
Spoiler,
we're talking about
spoiler.
Game of Thrones last night, the final episode.
Right. I would like to say that I was a little let down by the sex scene. Although I have to say that from the first scene we ever saw them together in, Daenerys and Jon Snow, that is real chemistry that they try to get in other shows. You know how you always want the people who you know are going to wind up together to have that? I feel like they have crackling chemistry.
Mm-hmm. Jon Snow and Daenerys.
Jon Snow and Daenerys. Like, even after the little tete-a-tete that they had with Cersei, and they're waiting for Tyrion to come back, and they're kind of standing together in a doorway, I'm like, oh, damn, what are they going to kiss? Because their lips are magnets pulling at each other.
You know, I'd say I was with you sort of leading up to that scene, but then the scene left me just going,
yes.
You know, if I was the dude, I'd be like, man, please? I mean, really?
Yeah. Could you let me in? They were, like, planking on top of each other. It was a very strange scene. Bryn made the point that clearly that dude knew he had some nude scenes and some, you know, topless scenes coming up because he was so ripped last week mm-hmm.
When she was sitting by his bedside.
Right. His torso was like super ripped and then his, you know, some solid butt definition in last night's episode.
Yeah,
absolutely. Very, very nice.
Like,
yeah. But
nice.
I did think, boy, so are they just like lovingly embracing each other? Because it doesn't really seem like he's got access to the magic queen parts.
I picked
weird.
Up on that for sure.
Yeah.
What'd you think of the butt, Hooman?
Yeah.
What else?
Oh.
And? Go on.
Oh.
Wow. Well,
I agree.
Sounds like five Persian carpets.
Yeah. Wow. Golden carpets at that.
God, the looks the two of them were giving, I was just like, that's actually, for the least hot sex scene ever on the show, this is actually pretty hot. Like when they're kind of looking at each other, I was like, oh, yeah. Jon Snow, you know something. Oh, and by the way, we all know what he knows about, you know, remember the redhead was like, how did you know about that thing down low?
Yeah.
Oh, so you assume
he went to Australia on her. Come on! She loved it.
I don't know, though, because they've not hesitated to show that.
Right. Well, didn't she have some comment where she was like, I'm not going to be topless anymore in this?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they did show a little nipple. I saw like one little flash of nipple, but she doesn't want to do a lot of nudity, supposedly.
She could have her hair covered up.
Well, yeah, exactly.
You got 7 episodes left, or 6?
6. Only 6 left.
I mean, close it out strong and then put that in your deal.
And further spoiler alerts, we find out for sure through Bran's visions that he is a trueborn son of Rhaegar Targaryen, which makes him the heir to the throne. He has a better claim than Dany does. So how will all that shake out? I have my theories that he's going to wind up
dead. Someone texted in that your theory is correct. It's only backwards.
What do you mean?
That she'll be the one that gets it, and he'll be the one that leads.
If
and he'll get the baby.
She'll
have already had the baby?
Yeah.
Oh. I do think that whether or not they wind up in a relationship, they might find out their aunt and nephew and not do it again. But I think she's not.
Because those people have any concern
for
that.
Well, maybe they would. Like, maybe Jon Snow would be like, I can't find my aunt. You know, whatever.
But it's too late. He already has.
Yeah. And she's definitely knocked up. Like, they even referenced it. Oh, it's good. Anyway, also, one more thing.
Last thing.
Did Tormund get it at the wall or what?
Like, no, he's alive.
He died.
They didn't show him dying, but I think he died too. I thought he died too.
I like that guy. I told you that last week, but I don't think he makes it.
Redbeard and Eyepatch survived, everybody. Thank you very much.
How is that even possible for them to have survived? I mean,
it is.
Did you see what was marching their direction? Even if they survived in all that rubble, that entire army's walking over them.
Yeah, they're close by. I thought about that, too. I don't know how they're going to outrun that army.
They're not.
Maybe they're just dead. Hide.
If he dies, he's such a big character. They have to show the death, don't they?
Yeah.
I did feel like that's the one thing. They didn't show him dying, so it's possible that he didn't die. But I was like, so that guy's dead.
I just saw it. The next scene of the army is going to have them at the front.
Oh, Vinny, excellent prediction.
They're going to be
excellent
part
prediction.
Of...
It's not excellent.
It's excellent.
That's a good one. It's a good one. Weed. Netflix.
Yes.
People say Netflix and chill, and they mean something else, but apparently, if that is truly what you want to do, they've got a whole line of weed. They're doing a pop-up store, and they've come up with all these strains... or package someone else's strains, to go with their certain shows. Like, you got to, you know, smoke this one if you're watching this show.
Really?
This one's a super silly show, so smoke this one. This one will make you laugh. So it looks like, because they can't sell it online, they're doing a pop-up. It's called the Netflix Collection. Some of the strains, Omega Strain, Eve's Bush, and Rutherford B. Hayes, are named after Disjointed. And it's actually about Kathy Bates' character. I don't know if she's a dealer. She is. She's a marijuana dispensary owner. And then there's Wet Hot American Summer 10 Years Later. Hmm. There's Camp Firewood. BoJack Horseman has Prickly Muffin.
Oh, Camp Firewood's no good. Campfires are so smelly.
Oh, I love campfires.
You ever smell your sweatshirt after a campfire?
Yeah, and it reminds me of how much fun I had the night before. Oof. I actually like the smoky smell.
You do?
Yeah.
Oof.
Isn't that the best
for
part
a
about
day,
camping?
But after that, ugh.
Yeah, it is yucky.
Yeah, it's a little much.
Yeah, I don't want to pull it out of my closet smelling like that. for Arrested Development, they have Banana Stand Kush, recommended for a big yellow joint. Chelsea, they're the show that Chelsea Handler is doing, Vod Kush. For the advanced botanist. So if you're interested in this...
So where's the pop-up store?
It's in L.A. Let me see if I can find the exact location. West Hollywood pop-up shop at Alternative Health Herbal Supplies. And it looks like it's this coming Friday to Sunday. Although you... Here in the state, while it was voted legal, it's not... You have to have a marijuana card until next year. I'm excited to see how all that shakes out. So anyway, they go into, this is in Variety, if you want to look at the article, they go into quite a bit of detail about indica, sativa, what each of these things is supposed to be good for with each individual show. I think that's really cute that Netflix did that. I don't really have too much time for the VMA stuff. The highlight, they're saying, was Pink's speech about her little daughter, 6-year-old Willow. She won the Video Vanguard Award, but instead of talking about herself or her work, she went right into a story about how Willow recently called herself the ugliest girl I know. I know. Did you pull any of that, or shall I just
I did. Read you it's that? Long, though. Maybe she just jumped through it.
I'll just jump through
time.
It. I guess her daughter said, I'm the ugliest girl I know, and says that she looks like a boy with long hair. So that's hard for a mother to hear. Pink made a PowerPoint presentation for Willow of androgynous rock stars like Michael Jackson, David Bowie, Annie Lennox, Elton John, and she told Willow... that people make fun of her looking like a boy or being too masculine. She says, we don't change. We take the gravel in the shell and make a pearl, and we help other people to change so that they can see more kinds of beauty.
Wow.
And Willow was actually in the audience with Corey Hart, her husband.
I noticed they were all wearing a little tie.
Little suit. She had a little suit on. So cute. Kendrick Lamar kicked off the show.
He won a bunch of stuff, too.
I have the full list of winners. There were Fifth Harmony through Shade at the Girl Who Left by taking some other girl and throwing her out.
No.
Because they had five on at one point, and everybody knows they're four now, so they took the girl in the middle and just kind of hucked her backward. Lord had such a bad case of the flu that she needed an IV, and so she didn't bother to sing or even lip sync. She just did her wacky dancing while her song played.
And it wasn't bad. Yeah, normally it's all Alanis Morissette, funky Joe Cocker, but it seemed very choreographed and lovely, really.
Really? Oh.
Yeah, it was very controlled.
Yeah, they say it was just a weird interpretive dance.
Oh, there you go.
It was fine. In her tennis shoes. I thought it was cute.
Well, she showed up in one of those huge dresses, too.
Yeah.
The ball gown things.
Yeah, big.
The one not this one, then? Because this one looks like it's sort of cut away at the front.
Definitely not that one. She was in a big purple dress.
That is a takes some real. She's really not singing. She's just doing her goofy jumping dance moves. Oh, now she's just laying on the ground.
Oh, stay down.
But it's controlled as compared to her other dancing, where she's flinging around everywhere.
Oh, and then guys just picked her up.
You know, sometimes if you've got the flu, just be sick.
Yeah, just say, hey, I'm not gonna go.
It's weird. I think it's weird she's not singing.
Yeah, it is strange. Miley Cyrus did a little sock hop performance. We caught Younger Now, her song.
Yeah, that was good.
She's cute. Those shorts were very short. When she was standing, and she just was standing like kind of with her legs apart. She's seeing her from the front, but you can see her ass cheeks hanging down in the back. That's a nice look.
Oh, that is pretty good. Katie's Open I watched on YouTube, and it wasn't, in my opinion, very good.
You know, the only thing I saw with her was a very contrived bit she did with that Billy on the Street guy, Billy Eichner.
Mm-hmm.
It was fine, I guess. I don't know.
Was it?
I don't know. A guy who is a direct descendant of Robert E. Lee, his name is Reverend Robert Lee IV. He publicly got on stage and publicly denounced racism and white supremacy at the VMAs, calling it America's original sin. They say he's a distant but direct blood relative of Robert E. Lee. He said it was his duty to speak out against racism as America's original sin. And then he introduced Heather Heyer's mother, Susan Breaux, who announced, that they have a foundation in her daughter's honor. So there were a lot of good moments, but I hate to say it, I was busy watching
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, Big Brother, and not the Shaws of Sunset.
I got you there.
Are you doing more VMAs in the 8 o'clock hour, Sarah?
If I have time, I'll get
okay.
you.
Because of that Shawn Mendes performance that Yuzette loves.
Oh, I know. Yuzette wants.
It was great.
Maybe I'll link it up later on.
Yeah. Actually, let's link it up and make sure that it gets up there. What's coming up in the news, Ben?
I'll recap a couple of the big stories of the day. I'll also mention this. If your wedding's been canceled a third time, is it over?
Yeah, I think it might be.
And more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. This part of the show is brought to you by IKEA. To help people affected by Hurricane Harvey, visit redcross.org/Harvey or text the word Harvey, H-A-R-V-E-Y, to 90999. That makes an automatic $10 donation to the American Red Cross. Settling back into fall routines, IKEA can help you do it comfortably with new lower prices on their most popular sofas. Visit your local IKEA store or IKEA-USA.com for offer details.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by MyPillow.com. Be sure to click the Radio Listener Special tab to get 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere travel pillows. Use promo code Alice. That's MyPillow.com. Here's what's happening. It's going to be a scorcher today.
Hotter than yesterday?
Temps in the East Bay could reach 105 degrees. Mm. Places like Livermore, Concord, and Antioch. Mm. Triple digits, everybody. San Francisco, Berkeley, and San Jose are going to be between 85 and 95. So not quite as bad.
Will the fog roll in?
It looks like it was 107 in Concord yesterday.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, it is hot. Thank you, Paris. It was sweltering yesterday.
Did that just happen?
That was really good.
Good job.
Good job.
Nice work.
Thank you. Amazing.
Speaking of the weather,
yeah,
down in Texas, things are scary. It looks like Harvey, the storm moving through, may force 30,000 people into shelters while flooding lingers. They say there's still more rain. It's historic, the amount of rain they're getting in Texas.
Feet of rain.
Yep. They say the storm's been blamed for several deaths, and 30,000 people have been pushed from their homes. Mm. So, and the federal government is now jumping in to say, we're going to help. One of the things someone pointed out, and I hadn't even thought of it, is many people displaced from Hurricane Katrina were moved to Houston.
Oh, mm-hmm. Specifically.
Specifically Houston. And, whether they stayed or not, that's, right. On them. But I would imagine some of them did. And now they're in the middle of this mess.
You have to feel like these storms are following you.
Speaking of bad luck, you tell me.
Okay.
Jenny Swarers and Dustin Morgan from Orange, Texas, were supposed to get married in April of last year, but their wedding was canceled when a river flooded.
So this was 2016?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the river flood, that's okay.
So you got to postpone.
They rescheduled for this past April, but had to cancel again when the venue wasn't totally rebuilt yet.
Oh, so they tried to do it at the same place and it just wasn't ready in time. All right, another postponement.
So they took a third shot at their wedding. They scheduled it for this past Saturday in Houston. And, of course, Hurricane Harvey hits.
Oh.
They were still going to try and go ahead with it, but 135 of their 150 guests had to cancel, including the preacher.
Oh.
So they are out a third time. Do you, Sarah, if you've had this much trouble getting down the aisle, I know you're very persistent, so
yes.
I expect that you are.
I just grab onto things and shake them. I'm getting married still. That is bad luck, and maybe it is a sign, but I'm still going to go ahead with it. And now I'm a year and a half later, and we're still together. Everything's fine. Like, clearly we're making this work. We've just weathered three wedding cancellations, and somehow we're still together. This is just a test.
Okay.
And ultimately, think of all the more time she spent on Pinterest, how much more fun her wedding will be. I mean, that's going to be.
They lose the money every time?
Well, I don't know.
That's what I was actually thinking. Like, first of all, I'm going to elope after all this.
Right.
What about your family and friends that want to attend and congratulate you?
Oh, forget
what about
them.
Us?
They're over it by now, I'm sure of it.
They've tried to
go
three times.
Us?
Is there, I know, typical human. What about me? How does that affect me, everyone?
Right.
Is there such a thing as wedding insurance or anything along those lines?
I probably. I mean, doesn't it seem like there's you can
nobody
get a policy
takes out wedding insurance,
nobody.
Though.
I've never heard of anyone doing that.
You never know.
If you work at State Farm or something, call us up.
Yeah, call us. Allstate.
Yeah, there's wedding insurance.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm sure that there is, but nobody thinks
nobody
to get that.
It.
If you live in these areas, you might
want
to think about it.
You're already in debt beyond anything you'd expect.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. Pay another $2,000 to make sure it goes off all right.
Uh-huh. Like if your limo driver doesn't show up, you have to book another one, wedding insurance. The groom's custom-made tuxedo is lost in a, baggage. As you're flying to Cancun, the wedding insurance pays for that.
Yeah.
You lose your deposit. You have to book another space.
See, so there's such a thing.
Yeah.
I feel like at this point, it wouldn't be wrong to say, this is not in the cards for us. I think maybe we should just break up.
What?
Well, not everyone's constantly looking for an excuse, Vinny.
That's true, Vincent.
you've had three weddings go under right before your very eyes.
Yeah, I think you persist.
You persist.
Yeah. It looks like wedding insurance costs between $200 to $500.
Oh.
Is that a lot?
It's no. I actually thought it would be more.
Hooman, do you, if your wedding has had three cancellations, book a fourth?
Yikes.
You still love the girl. You're still with her. You still want to marry her. It just doesn't seem to be in the cards. You going for number four?
Here's the thing. These are like These are like acts of God, right? I mean, that's what we're categorizing these as, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, except the one where the guy didn't have the venue built in time.
Right.
I mean, if you believe that God's up there in a driver's seat hitting excessive rain for
this
Houston today.
Right. This dude's wedding, he's about to get married.
That's ruined this day.
I don't
Make
know.
Make it rain.
If I ever get to that point where, like, I'm really ready to marry someone, I think I'd have to power through.
Okay,
I'd
you know what? I have to bring this up because this is why I asked you. You're the guy who said, she goes, are you going to kiss me? And you go, oh, the moment's ruined. You're that guy.
This is different than just
is
a kiss.
Though?
Yeah,
I mean,
this is, you know.
You're looking for any out.
I'm not looking for any out. I just don't want to force it. There's nothing worse than when you kiss someone and they're not into it.
You don't think a fourth booking for a wedding
don't
is forcing it?
Don't play that song. What'd you say?
A fourth booking.
A fourth booking? I don't know if it is. I mean, it's different. A kiss and a wedding are so different.
They are pretty
don't
different.
Laugh at that.
The poor girl's still sitting there with her eyes closed and her lips puckered.
Well, I just...
Where'd you go?
I don't...
Who, me?
I'm here still.
Where's Rachel? Where is she?
Turn it up. Oh, what was that?
That was a swear that he...
Oh, he did. All right, well, I think if I get to the point where I'm going to marry someone, I think I'm going to have to just power through and figure out a way to make it work and include all my friends. Make
Can't
it all
wait
happen.
To go.
But who knows if that
Halloween,
day
New
come.
Year's.
Right?
Either one. I'm saving every one of them for you.
Thanks. You're the best. Vinny, I hope to see you there too, buddy.
You know you will.
All right.
Nothing
He's
I like
He's hoping you have
more.
It on Halloween so you can be like, yeah, I was the guy in the clown outfit.
Yeah.
You didn't see me?
Oh, there, you didn't see me? I was ripping it up, man.
Yeah, you got some opinion of me over there, Clarky. Jesus.
I was the one in camouflage.
Based on years of knowing you, Vinny.
I blended right in.
Good grief.
All right.
Uber has chosen its new leader, Expedia CEO Dara Khosrowshahi.
Yeah.
Khosrowshahi?
It's close enough. It's Dara.
Dara Khosrowshahi?
Yeah, I don't know where he's from, though. Now that I hear you pronounce it, it makes me think he's Middle Eastern.
You know, I had a picture of him.
He's
yeah,
a nice
he is.
Looking bald guy. He looks like a nice
oh,
guy.
Oh, he's Iranian. Yeah, he's Persian. Hey!
Oh,
hey! Play some Persian music.
From Iran. Oh, yeah.
did we agree it's Dara? Dara has been named Uber's top executive as they've been going back and forth over the last couple days. In fact, Meg Whitman had jumped back into the conversation.
I actually thought when I read the name, the first thing this morning, I'm like, oh, they hired a woman.
Me too.
Also had, in fact...
Had to look for pronouns.
I continued down the story to find out if we were talking about a man or a woman, and then there it is. He'll replace ousted CEO Travis Kalanick. Yes, they hired a man.
See how that goes.
Well, this guy's a badass. I mean, his
he's Persian,
resume.
Of course he
no,
is.
No, his resume
is badass.
Absolutely, please.
His resume is kidding. Pretty sick. Thanks.
That was a quiet grunge.
Persian tube steak sold out, right? I mean, yeah.
At Whole Foods.
What?
Nothing.
Okay. Don't do any more.
It's on my mind.
Don't play that.
Persian tube steaks on your mind?
No, Whole Foods.
Oh.
You know, where would I get that? Whole Foods, obviously.
You ever had you've had a lot of guys. You had a Persian guy before?
No, not that I know
Yuzi?
Of.
I think I did once. I know, I was thinking, I was shuffling in my head. Hold on.
You think you
yes,
did once?
Yes, I think I did once.
What was his name?
His name was Michael.
Oh. I thought he was going to have like a Persian
name.
No, well, it's probably
but
like
Mohammed
or something.
I believe his last name is Persian.
There's this guy that he was the chef at this, he's a Persian dude. His name was Hamid. And he worked at, he was a head chef at this Mexican restaurant that I worked at in Massachusetts. And he was the horniest person I've ever met. Is that like a normal thing in the Persian culture? Like the men are super horny?
Not for women.
Well, I think isn't that in every culture, right?
This guy was particularly like, he was super creepy.
Was he a drug dealer?
No, he was the chef.
He was the chef. He had one eye that looked off to the left at all times.
Yeah, okay. But isn't that where the drug dealer dude worked too?
At Pancho Villa?
At this restaurant, yeah.
No, I did do a lot of drugs there.
Right.
But the dealer did not work there.
Oh.
I don't believe the dealer worked there.
Well, you would know the story. I'm confused, but I thought that played into your drug days.
The girl who was the manager there was where I'd get all my drugs from. So I guess technically she was the drug dealer. Well, she wasn't though. She would get hers and I would buy them from her.
Yeah, it's a drug dealer. If you buy drugs from someone, they're a drug dealer.
I guess so.
I mean,
I think I was, you know, just a few of us at the bar. I guess technically she was providing. I didn't have a hookup. She was my hookup.
Right.
Anyway, Hamid was super horny.
And you boned him.
No, I probably could have.
Oh, all right.
He seemed to be making that available. But I didn't feel special at all. It seemed like any girl that walked by, you'd have the one eye that was looking off this way and the other eye sort of creepily following her along.
So I didn't hear your review. Was it good? You liked the guy?
It was a one-time thing. It was fine.
Do you remember it?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Oh, you do? Mm-hmm.
What was special about it? Why do you remember it?
What? Don't you remember all of yours?
No, not if there wasn't something special.
There's nothing special. I liked the guy. He was nice. Mm. And then he moved away.
Oh.
Bye. That was it. Bye. I still remember him as a very pleasant person.
Sure.
Where'd you do it?
What?
She doesn't remember. I'm telling you, she's not
going to. Did you do it?
You can't remember all that stuff. Nobody can remember all that.
I remember all that stuff. You don't remember where you did it?
I remember exactly where it was.
Uh-oh.
It was once in the shower and once in the bedroom. That still counts as one, right, though?
One session, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Good for you.
What was that?
Misfire.
Let's hear it one more time.
I don't even know what I hit. Honestly.
It's just random noise.
My hand hit something.
Random noise. Don't worry. Don't worry about it.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 510 says, Tyrion is going to betray Daenerys. She was given a prophecy of 3 betrayals.
Why do they think it's going to be?
Who knows?
And so who are the betrayers so far?
Her brother, for sure.
Okay, and then
she said,
Jorah.
"Oh, they said her younger brother, and they are both her younger brothers because even though those Jaime and Cersei are twins, he's still a minute younger than her."
No, we're talking about Daenerys, though.
Oh, sorry.
Did anybody else think it was
Cersei
totally
had the prediction too?
Yeah,
ridiculous.
What?
That after that scene where the scoundrel guy apologizes to Jon Snow, and Jon Snow's actually pretty good about it.
Theon,
and then he's like, well, why are you still talking to me then? Go save your sister.
Yeah.
And now he's fighting on the beach, and the guy knees him in the nads 5 times, and he's like, I don't even have that. Like, come on.
I really put that in there.
It.
That was a good
just
scene.
Just to remind you that he doesn't have any nuts and berries.
But that's like the whole thing pivots on him not having those.
Yeah.
As the guy's like,
yeah.
And then
I hope you're watching this show, people. That was some serious Foley right there.
Great, everyone.
Damn.
Anyway, and that changes the whole fight right there.
Yeah,
suddenly now the guy's going to win it, and they're all going to go off and rescue his sister.
Yeah. For Yara.
Right. All right.
I don't know. Whoever wins the fight gets to have the crew, I guess.
Yeah.
No other dude steps up to just put that puppy down. Yeah, that was funny. There were some good scenes.
It seemed too dumb to really have.
I enjoyed it, though.
Pivoted the whole argument on that. Yeah. Oh, now he's going to win?
Because he doesn't have any stones.
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'm going to start with Taylor Swift and all the records that she broke. We'll do a little bit of the VMA. And then we've got the album charts from a week and a half or so ago. And more after the
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.